Okay, no, this has been an exciting Thursday. Busy Thursday. Busy Thursday. For those of you who've not met Dick Massey, sadly Dick's daughter Lori moved into Glory last week, right? I'm losing track of weeks. She's only 55. I'm 54, okay, to put it in perspective for you. That's young. That's young, but God blessed us with good memories with her and a nice service. And it is recorded. So it is online now, Dick, if you need to just go to rossumc.org and click on sermons, and you'll see it underneath there. And then this, of course, will be on there also, because we like to record all the services with it, because you just never know what God's going to be doing and how God's going to be speaking to people. I actually have, as many of you know, I do a lot of ministry on Facebook, and I have people that listen to the Sunday and the Thursday messages. They do that. As a matter of fact, Todd Taylor here, you know, he's driving a truck for the post office now. Todd listens. A lot of times he can't be here on Sundays because of the post office, especially this time of year for the post office stuff, but he's told me he listens to those. So it's good. It's nice to know, you know, because there's effort taken, you know, time it takes to put all together. Not to mention all the volunteers and all the people that come in here and do their stuff today. So this sing along with us today. This is an interesting song. For some of you, you'll probably think, when have I heard that song? What movie was that, Brandon, that most people would relate to this? Shrek.
Drummer says Shrek.
But it was around before Shrek.
I've heard about this baby boy who's come to earth to bring us joy, and I just want to sing this song to you. And it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall and the major lift. With every breath I'm singing hallelujah. Their flocks by night to see this baby wrapped in light. A host of angels led them all to you. It was just as the angel said, you'll find him in a manger bed. Emmanuel and Savior, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. The star shone
know you came to rescue me. This baby boy would grow to be a man and one day die for me and you. The sins would drive the nails in you. That rugged cross was my cross too. Till every breath you drew was hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Nice job. Nice job. Awesome. Let's see how brave we feel. Click a button and let's see what pops up. Okay. All right. Now, let's see. I say brave because I don't have Karen here. And I changed the key on it. Shoot, I didn't print the new key.
Five.
Is it end up being five?
Yeah, key of D, so capo five for these chords. That's a guess.
Maybe. Anybody recognize that one? Oh, come, oh, come. We got some ladies coming here to know it. Oh, come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lowly exile here. Until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, Holy Israel. O come, thou dayspring, come. Our spirits by thine advent here, disperse the gloomy clouds of night, and death's dark shadows put to flight. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou wisdom from on high, and order all things far and nigh. To us the path of knowledge show, and cause a sinner ways to go. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. This last one, acapella. O come, desire of nations mind, all peoples in one heart and mind, bid envy, strife, and quarrel cease, fill the whole world with heaven's peace. Rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Ooh, we stayed in key, didn't we?
We did. That was kind of my test.
I never
played that before. That's Karen's job. We lost our piano player shortly before this began, so.
That's All right, she's had a lot of time here today. Lots of time. Do you marry DJ? Okay, I put my disclaimer out. So I'm putting my disclaimer out. We did run through it once, but I just now got my bass notes, so I'm going to try real hard.
So if he messes up, point and left, that's all I can say.
Yeah, because it should be the special, yeah. Keep going. Here you go, one more. There it is. Nice. Thanks, Chris. Dancers too. I saw you dance that. They have a name. What do they call that? There's a name for that.
Interpretive dance.
Praise dance, which would work with the church thing. What'd you call it?
Interpretive dance.
Okay. We can work with that.
You want to attempt this? People with these things?
Do I want to? No.
Yeah. Hey, let's attempt it. It's not.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, for you guys, because you tuned down. Could you unclick for me? Go to the should be our closing on here for us. There you go, right there. All right, now. So this is going to be, and by the way, this is so the music we've done so far, including this one and the next one, are going to be what we're doing Sunday morning. All right, Christmas AM, as we're calling it here. And then we have Christmas PM, which is our Christmas Eve. So this is going to be really interesting to see how many people know this. Do you know this one? it's People Look East, okay? People Look East, the time is near. Okay, we're going to find out if you know this or not. This might end up being like a Greg and Melody solo. But it's supposed to be a hymn. But the nice thing is it all repeats. So the great thing about it is you'll catch on probably by the last verse.
It's a guitar. Can't be a solo.
We can turn it into a country, a little hillbilly. How's that? I haven't thought of that. That's kind of an interesting thought. Let's see if it works.
People look east, the time is near of the crowning of the year. Make your house fair as you are able. Trim the hearth and set the table. People look east and sing today. Love the guest is on the way. Stars keep the watch when night is dim. One more light the bowl shall brim, shining beyond the frosty weather, bright as sun and moon together. People look east and sing today. Love the rose is on the way.
How does work?
Angels announce with shouts of mirth Him who brings new life to earth. Set every peak and valley humming with the word, the Lord is coming. People look east and sing today. Love the Lord is on the way.
Drag it out farther. It'll sound awesome on Sunday.
Thursday practice.
Thursday practices are fun. Yeah. See if we can pull. See if we can pull. How well we pull this off without piano.
You can't hear anyway.
Okay. Yeah. Keep clicking. One more. You should have. Yeah. That's the one. Hope is born this night.
It's just one less person to rail. So keep your mouth shut. Keep your mouth shut, and we're all good.
Yeah, I can work with this, Brandon. I can work with this.
Keep clicking.
All right. You want to set tempo for me? Tempo.
Tonight I can see a star shine, and its splendor fills up the sky. It's the same that appeared and the wise men revealed when hope was born this night. Out upon the snowy fields, there's a silent peace that hears, and it echoes the grace of our Savior's embrace. 'Cause hope was born this night. Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Let all of the world sing a chorus of joy, because hope was born this night. I can hear the Christmas bells ring as softly a church choir sings. It's a song used to praise in the ancient days when hope was born this night. There are angels in this place, and my heart resounds with the praise. Like a shepherd so scared, I rejoice and declare that hope was born this night. Glory to God in the highest, on earth, goodwill toward men. Let all of the world sing a chorus of joy, because hope was born this night. Gloria, Gloria, Gloria.
Gloria, Gloria, Gloria. We sing Gloria, 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 singing Gloria. Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Let all of the world sing a chorus of joy, because hope was born this night. Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Let all of the world sing a chorus of joy, because hope was born this night.
I know hope was born this night, because Christ was born this night.
It worked. It worked. It worked.
Hello. Nice of you to be here. You too, Dick. Is this the first Thursday we've seen you here? You may have been once before, I think. You've been here Thursday before. It's good. We're glad you're here. Glad you're here. And I'll look over toward your way unless you want to come over this way, but I'll keep looking toward you. That's all good. Wow. You know, as many of you know, a lot of times on Thursday nights, I'll just see what God, but he laid something on my heart for me this for tonight. And it actually falls in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Let me just read some of the stuff that comes for you from 2 Corinthians 5. The title in this version, which is the New International Version, it says, "Our Heavenly Dwelling." Now we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven. Well, now I know why God wanted me to do this, because he knew you'd be here. An eternal house in heaven, not built by human hands. Meanwhile, we groan, longing to be clothed in our heavenly dwelling, because when we are clothed, we will not be found naked. For while we are in this tent, we groan and are burdened, because we do not wish to be unclothed, but wish to be clothed when we are clothed with our heavenly dwelling, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. Now it is God who made us for this very purpose and has given us the Spirit as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. I'm going to say that one again. God, who made us for this very special purpose, has given us his Spirit as a deposit to guarantee what is to come. So God's guaranteeing us eternal, hanging out with him in eternal paradise. It's a really, really good thing to tag on after the celebration. And we call it a celebration of life here, by the way, when we do services. Some people call memorials and the like, but we like to call it a celebration because that's what we were doing. We were remembering, you know, Lori, and how especially the effect on her niece. God bless her. So neat to see her here earlier. That was a great thing. Therefore, we are always confident and know that as long as we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. So as long as we're in here on earth, we're not with God in eternity. However, this Holy Spirit is here. We live by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and I would prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So please make it our goal to please him, whether we are at home in the body or away from it, saying that we want to make sure we're doing things that please God, you know, while we're here. But remember, too, also throughout the Bible, it's telling you it's not by works, but it's by faith. It's by faith that we accept God. It's by faith that we receive our eternal salvation. The works are a result of the faith, the good things we do, like the Operation Magi thing, which is now, look at it, it's all flushed out because they distributed all the stuff. We had the privilege of helping to load up some stuff for somebody here just tonight around 5:30, 5:15, something like that, whatever time they rolled in. And that was the last one. It was the last one out of here. But bless God, they still have a lot of extra stuff in this room here, you know, that can be given away. And they've been, and Nancy plans on doing that. We have a couple cameras around here, and I always get emails when there's motion, so I'm kind of the pseudo-security guy, right? But let me tell you, the number of emails I see with Nancy this time of year, stunning. Absolutely stunning. neat ministry she has. So we make it our goal to please him, whether we are at home or in the body or away from it. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due him for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad. So we all know we're sinners. John 3:23, right? All sin falls short of the glory of God. But by the grace of God, he forgives us our sins because Jesus paid for that price. He paid that price for us, paid for a price on the cross. Spirits tell me to go on with this. The next section they title the ministry of reconciliation. Since then we know what it is to fear the Lord, we try to persuade men. So meaning we want to tell people about Christ, what this eternal glory is. What we are is plain to God, and I hope is also plain to your conscience. We are not trying to commend ourselves to you again, but are giving you an opportunity to take pride in us so that you can answer those who take pride in what is seen rather than what is in the heart. All right, so here Paul's talking about you know, what's in the heart, of course, is what really matters. What are our true intentions? If we are out of our mind, it is for the sake of God. If we are in our right mind, it is for you. And this is Paul talking to the Corinthians. For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. So Jesus died for all. Therefore all have died then to our sins. He died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. So we're called to live for Christ, right? We're called to you remember that Jesus summarized the Ten Commandments really simple, didn't he? He said, love God above all and love your neighbor as yourself. Personally, I don't like to say love your neighbor as yourself. I like to say love your neighbors as Jesus showed us how to love. Because if I'm loving neighbors myself, I might have a bad day. So I prefer to say love it as Jesus showed us. So from now on, we regard no one with a worldly point of view, though we once regarded Christ in this way and do so no longer. Because remember, when Jesus walked the earth, they saw him doing mighty things. But, you know, he walked on this earth as flesh and blood, as a man, just like us here. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. Here's something for you to really think about. So therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. So Jesus was born of a virgin, right? So the Holy Spirit came upon Mary, and Jesus was born. So Jesus, at birth, was born of the Spirit, right? So what are we told throughout the Bible? We're told throughout the Bible in Romans 12, we're told that, you know, we have to renew ourselves, and we're talking about being born again here. So for many of us, we weren't born of the Spirit. We were born of a carnal, fleshy nature, right? Of sin, you know? And it's our natural tendencies to that, because the prince of this world wants us to stay in darkness and be doing bad stuff, you know? But when we choose Christ, that's when we're born again. We're made a brand new creation. Isn't that awesome? So Jesus didn't have all that junk to get out of the way, right? He was born of the Spirit from the start. That's why Jesus did not sin. He was born of the Spirit right from the start. But God calls us to be born of the Spirit, to accept it. Because you remember Zacchaeus said, well, what is this? How can I be born again? I go back into my mother's womb? You know, it's like, think about that. It's like, no, spiritually born again, Zacchaeus. That's what he's talking about. So all this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. What God was reconciling the world to himself is Christ, not counting men's sin against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors. Think about that. You're an ambassador, right? A representative of Christ. When we accept Christ, we are a representative of Christ. Therefore, we are Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin. No sin meaning Jesus. To be sin refers to when Jesus hung on the cross, because the word tells us that Jesus took all the sins of us on that. Can you guys imagine that? All the sins of all the people who had lived to that point and beyond that through the entire cycle of this whole thing. What an incredible burden. Because you remember when Jesus, his last words on the cross, he cries out to God because there was so much of a heaviness of that sin. You know, that all he could do was just cry out, because it was such a... Can you imagine a weight, a burden like that? I mean, we can't even imagine it, can we? We've been through hard times. But wow. So God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, that in him we might become the righteousness of God. We might become the righteousness of God. So that tells us right there that when we accept Christ, God sees us as righteous. Now, there's lots of scriptures that run through the Bible that talk about righteousness. James 5:16 talks about prayer. He says the effectant, fervent prayers of the righteous avail much. Meaning, when the righteous, those who believe in Christ, pray, God hears us. That's fun stuff, isn't it? That's glorious. That was the whole chapter, by the way. You made it. You guys did really well. Let me get a piece of paper here. We like to lift up in prayer and give it all to God. I already know Dick's prayer, unless you got something else you want to tag on. His brother, we love you, man. We just speak peace for you, my friend. We're going to get a circle here and pray too, all right? But again, for those of you who aren't usually here on Thursdays, that what I like to do is write all these things down because I am frail and human and my memory's like this. So bear with me on that. But yeah, with Dick and his daughter, Lori, that's... Dick, let me share this with you. One of the things I find is really important, and let me just say it the way that I usually say it to people. So, you know, Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus for the blessed memories of Lori as we look forward to seeing her again with you in paradise. Because when we focus on where we're going instead of thinking about our loss, it takes some of the sting out of it. It's not, yeah, I know, but it's good. Do you got any prayer requests? Anything we can pray for you for today? But we're going to pray for it because that's what it's all about. So, hey, come on out, guys. Come on out. Gosh, big enough group. Let's actually get out here. Come on out here. We got lots of room out here. When our groups are smaller, we can do it in the aisleway. Oh, you're gonna help me hold this here? Really good to see you. Yeah. Kind of makes me want to break into that song, right? Will the circle be unbroken? We haven't done that in a while, have we? We got to do that. So, Lord, I thank you. Daddy, I thank you for Thursday nights. And for those who are here on Thursday nights, I know I say that every Thursday night, but I love Thursday nights. Because Thursday nights are a time where it's more intimate like this. It's a smaller group. We can talk. We can see what's going on. And we can just share our joys and share our problems, share the things that we need to lift up to God. So, Lord, I thank you for everyone here today. They're awesome and amazing things. I especially thank you, Lord, for your peace upon Dick. Yeah. The loss of a daughter, especially, so quickly and at such a young age. You know, this is not God's will, you know, but we live in a fallen world. And the enemy just can really be vicious at times. But Lord, we thank you that your peace, which surpasses all understanding, we thank you knowing that Lori is a believer. And you hear what I'm saying, is a believer, guys, not was. Lori is a believer, and Lori is hanging out in paradise just waiting for the rest of us. So Lord, we thank you for that knowledge, that grace. And Lord, we come against this melanoma that has been plaguing Bruce. And bless God, you know, the doctors are saying they got things good. And thank you for Dick's wisdom to share, to look deeper, you know, just to be sure. But we come against that and we bind it, commanding it, bow, and get out. So it doesn't touch anyone. We crush it in the name of Jesus Christ. It's got to stop every last bit. And Lord, we thank you for your purpose, your clarity of purpose defined for us. I thank you just give Brandon the right words to type in that block so we can get a job. Or at least get in to talk to him. I know. You got to go through that. Go online. Before you leave here, I'll give you something to write, man. I'll vouch for you. We're going to vouch for you on the music side for sure. Yeah, absolutely. And Lord, we thank you for Linda And the great joy that we had seeing that video here on Sunday, and I will put that on the web. I don't know why I didn't. I will put it on the web because it's a neat video to watch. It's just a link I can do, can I? But regardless. But we also lift up Candy. All right. So Candy obviously is probably, I'm sure Candy has got a lot of stress, a lot of fear right now, doesn't she? Yeah. Especially having to give up a pet, you know, that was a gift from her mother. Yeah. Right. And then having to move to a new place, not knowing where that might be. But Lord, we know that we have a purpose for all. You have a direction for all your believers, and I thank you. We thank you, Lord. That's going to all work out. So we speak peace for Candy. Peace. Peace that she trusts in God. That God will bring it where it needs to be. Bring it all the way through. That's good. Yeah, and for your family. For Leroy. All right. Lord, we're just lifting up Leroy. This stumbling down the stairs is never a good thing, healthy or not. So we thank you that what needs to be restored is restored, that any pain there goes. And thank you, Lord, that he has the good health that he needs. And we speak life, the life of Jesus, into his kidneys and his entire body. So that the doctors, when he goes to be checked again, the doctors say, we don't need to do this operation. What are you here for? All right. We stand on that declaration of joy for that. Because God is good. God is good. And Lord, I thank you that your word does tell us that the effective prayers of the righteous avail much in James 5:16. And I thank you that the righteousness of my mother and her prayers for me in my youth, my rebellious youth. Bless God, yeah. Yeah, I know. Don't give me room. But I thank you, Lord, for her lifting me up in that. But I thank you that everyone here carries that same righteousness, that same power. So, Lord, I thank you that in Hebrews 11:6, you declare to us that you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. And bless God, I know we do, and especially my mom, I know she diligently seeks you. And I thank you, Lord, that thumb is made whole. And we'll pray for that again, Mom. But that thumb, that trigger finger thing, all the nerves are at peace. And we see full restoration. Full restoration in the glorious name of Jesus. And Daddy, I thank you for loving daughters that ask for things in front of everybody. So you will get your foot rubbed, Melody. And I'll get one too, right? Maybe. Yeah, maybe. Thank you for Brother Jeremy being here. Thank you, Lord, for how you've touched him, how you've touched his family, especially his wife. Lord, the enemy is when people are set free from things that have been tormenting them that long, the enemy does not want to give them up. He wants to keep them in fear and keep them in torment. So we come against all the darkness and command that it bow. Isaiah 54:17, you know, it tells us that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and no tongue shall condemn. For thus is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and the righteousness is of me, says God. We are made righteous by Christ. We can claim that. So we come against all the darkness that are coming against that. We thank you, Lord, that her mind is at peace and focuses on the good and rejects the junk. Because that's what God does. He does awesome and amazing, amazing things. And thank you, Daddy, that your peace just fills us all. And that infirmity that's been trying to take hold on me, and bless, thank you, Lord, you've been keeping it at bay. That it just totally goes away. In the name of Yeshua Christ Jesus. Our God's an awesome, awesome God. Join me in the Lord's Prayer, please. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. While we're still standing here, Dick, would you come in the middle here? I want to pray for you, okay? I want everybody to pray. Can everybody just put a hand here on Brother Dick?
I'm good.
Ah, you're good. But it's always good to have the extra blessing, right? You're an awesome man, brother. You're an awesome man of God. And the enemy has just laid some nasty stuff upon you and your family. But bless God, you know that darkness is not won, that Christ is the victor. So, brother, as we all stand here, we all speak the peace of Jesus to you, my friend. Just the peace that surpasses all understanding. Because we love you, my friend. We love you. We know we'll see Lori soon. See you in paradise. God bless you, my friend. God bless you. It's good. Thank you, everybody. Mom. All right. This is the little trigger finger thing here. Trigger. 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 All right. Okay, Mom.
Okay.
This finger has been really, really silly of late, hasn't it?
I have one of those. I know what that's like. Yeah.
Oh, you have the same thing? Head?
I had surgery.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. But she's been healed. Now, it was through a doctor, of course, but still okay. Yeah. But it's been healed. Healed. So would you be so kindly tell that trigger finger to go away?
Get out.
That's right. In the name of Jesus,
move
go.
On. Finally get out.
That's right. That's right. That's right. What's it doing today, Mom? Is it where are you feeling it right now?
Right in here. And what it does is if I press down on something, it really is like that. Well, it just works. But anyway, what happens to me, I do find it painful when I wake up there. And by the end of the day, it hurts. You know? So all I can say is it's been more like a learning thing. You know, this time. Rather than just pain, it's like
okay.
Eating nerves. Part of it.
Agreed.
The surgery cuts the nerves, so that's what makes it. The nerve is giving you trouble.
Yeah, I understand.
All right. Okay. But actually, but to that point now, she mentioned, okay, essentially the nerves, right?
Right.
Let's pray against the nerves.
All right.
Just tell the nerves to behave, all right?
Tell them to calm down.
That's right.
Right.
Calm down.
Behave.
Agreed.
Get back in line.
And then, I like the way you pray. That's exactly right. She just said it in the name of Jesus Christ.
That. It didn't work for
That's
me.
That's right. All right. Well, we're claiming the victory here.
Oh, mine went on for almost a year.
Oh, my goodness. She sounds like she waited long enough.
We're not going there.
Yeah, but you got your freedom. That's beautiful.
Yeah,
that's a beautiful thing. Okay. Well, we're reclaiming a supernatural healing and freedom for you, Mom.
Yeah.
So nerves, we command you be at peace. Command you be at full peace. No more pain. None of that junk. No more clicking. No more pain. Now let just be made whole. Be made whole in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord. All right. Amen and amen. Hold on a second. Hold on.